Kol tzorche mila. Es ye ketmitik toni kula kol tzorche mila. It says in the Mishnah, all tzorche mila is doiche Shabbos, is lasu yemai. What is the beginning of the Mishnah saying? Kol tzorche mila doiche. Like it explains, it says the mila, the priya, and the metzitza. Those are the three things of the guf hamila is doiche Shabbos. So what's the Rashi saying? Kol tzorche mila. What else is there? And the Gemara, lasu yehoda ton rabbonim. Tell me a new aloha. Hamoil, kol hamoil, when you're making a ma'isa mila, kol zaman chuoise the mila. Kol zaman the mila, like the moil, is cutting the orla, he's holding the orla in his hand. Choizer, he's allowed to go over again. Ben ala tzitzen am akfinesa mila, ben ala tzitzen shein makfinesa mila. Now tzitzen means strings of meat, the strings of the orla. Like you make the mila is, you're supposed to cut off all the orla, that's mechapa the atorah. That covers up the Atorah. Let's say it took off rove of the Orla, but there's some skin, strings of skin still there that's still covering up the Atorah. So it depends how much tzitzin is still there. Certain tzitzin left over so much meat that's makivis amila, you did not yoytze mitzvah mila. And some there, it's still there, but you yoytze the mitzvah mila. It's only after hit the mitzvah to take it all off. But once rove of the Atorah is nizgala, rove of the Atorah is cleaned from the Orla, that's called tzitzin shein makfines amila. That means you already did the mitzvah. Now, the moil though, hey, the Mishnah is saying now on Shabbos, calls him on his oisik with the mila. He's has it like the gear in his hand, and he's still cutting, even though he cut once. If he sees some more pieces left, he's allowed to go and finish off cutting the rest of the tzitzin, even though it's not makfines amila. But once he finished the mila, he like took his hands away from the gid. And now he takes a look and says, Oyvei, there's some strings left there. It depends. If what's left is makiv the milom, avad, you could do it again, because it's doicha Shabbos, you didn't do the milo. But let's say the milo is kosher already. You did a kosher milo. Just you have some tzitzin left over, you're not allowed to go now and cut it, because that's not the mitzvah milo anymore. It's not doicha Shabbos anymore. You have the right to do this aveira. So, right, again, no come on. Hitnan, hamo, you're making the milo. Calls the man, shuwaisi the mila. Calls the man, you're like holding the gid, you're in the middle of cutting. Chayzer, you're allowed to go over again. Then ala tzitzin amakvin, that's pshita. If you have tzitzin left over, that's makiv the mila, esa mila. Then ala tzitzin shein makvin esa mila. Because it's considered one ma'isa mila. You're still cutting off the orla, so you could go over again and take off another small piece, even though that piece is not makiv the mila. Mashenkein, pirish, let's say you finished the ma'isa mila. You took your hands off the orla. Then we say, Al tzitzin amakvin esa mila chayzer. If you have some strings left over there of meat, that's makiv the mila, it's not a kosher mila, pshita chayzer. You go and do it again? Of course, you didn't do the ma'isa mila yet. Havad, it's still doicha Shabbos. Hey, chayzer, al tzitzin shein makvin. No, forget. Pirish. Al tzitzin amakvin esa mila chayzer. About tzitzin shein makvin esa mila, ain't a chayzer. You're not going to go back because it's called like a new ma'isa mila. And this new ma'isa mila is not being mekayim the mitzvah's mila. The mila was already done. It's only out to hid the mitzvah. Or hid the mitzvah is not considered like the gufa mitzvah. It's not doicha Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. Tzitzin's Rashi, the second line, tzitzin, shiuri orla. Leftover pieces of the orla. But Mr. Meforish, elu ve'in tzitzin amakvin. These are called pieces that still ma'akiv the mitzvah. V'yei shein makvin. There are some that are not ma'akiv. We're going. You have a piece of meat left over that doesn't cover rove of the Atorah. Elamiyuto, only a meat of the Atorah. Namai Atorah, what's called the Atorah? That Shura Gevoya Hamakefis Begid. The ring that goes around, the high part of the ring that goes around the Gid, Sovid. Shemimenu Hagid Meshupa V'yerud. From the highest point of the ring, it starts to go down, bottom, Litzat Karka, to the bottom of it. Or meshupa v'yerud letzad the guf. It also starts going down simply towards the guf. And that's the round piece right around the atorah. So that's called the atorah. So rove of that is covered, it's makiv of the mila. If a meat of it is covered, it's not makiv of the mila. So kids, it's the little round, it's the round part of the atorah. So the machlokes we showing them, what does it mean rove? Does rove mean the circumference wise? All the way around. It has to be mamish be rove of it is covered, then you're not makiv. But if rove of the circumference is uncovered, even though this part is covered completely, still it's kosher. Some Rishonim are not like that. It means any little part of the Atorah, you go fakir this way. If a rove of just going one way around is covered, it's already makiv the mila. If the kid only be mamish does one little drop on one side, but if it goes along all the way around rove of going around the mila, the Rav the Torah, that's also makiv.
So kids, if it's mechaper rov of the Atara, it's makiv. If not rov, it's kosher.
Shrashi hamoyel b'shabbes. Calls the man shuaisik boshle silik yodoi. He didn't take his hand away. In roya shenishtari bought sits in beimak and the semila shenicharam. That's a lachem. If he's still holding it, so he could do it. It's called one ma'is semila. Mashenkin pirush as Rashi shilik yodoi. He took his hand away from the ma'is semila already. Then he could only go back ala makvin choizer shirei hein kamilatzma. That's like you're doing a new ma'is semila now. But v'yal shein makvin ein choizer. But the little tzitzin that's left over, it's not makiv. You can't go back to have it look at chilo. That's like starting a new ma'is semila now. Bifnei atzmoi. V'yaleinu lo nitin lechalas the Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechalas Shabbos for this. It's not the ma'is semila. V'hainu diktoni. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Kol tzorchei mila. V'yafilu tzitzin shein makvin choizer aleim kol zman shle pirish. That's what the Mishnah means. That kol tzorchei mila. Has kol zman you're doing the ma'is semila, even if you have just a little bit skin that's covering up just part of the Torah, not rov of the Torah, still you're allowed to cut it off. Because since you're being Isaac and the Mila still, it's considered one big Maisa Mila, and a Maisa Mila is Deicha Shabbos. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, Man Tana, who's this Tana that holds this Svara, that Pirish, when you stop doing the Maisa Mila, ain't a Chayzer. It's considered like you start over again, it's like a new Maisa now. It's a Svara, you say, if I care. What do you mean I stopped? I stopped for a second, so what? But the Maisa, the Moil now is doing a Maisa Mila. See, even if I stop for a second, I'm still continuing. It still be called one Maisa. Jesus, the Tana holds, if you stop for a second, it's finished the first Maisa, and it's considered you're starting a new Maisa now, and a new Maisa is also. Who holds like this? Omer Rav Barbachone, Omer Rav Yechon, Rav Yishmoel, Benoish, Rav Yechon, Rav Rukahi. Calls the coin for Rav Yishmoel. The time that we had before. Arab also Shechal Yus B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So you'll have to be doicha, make the shchitas a korban Pesach on Shabbos. Is mafshit, then you have to skin the animal. See, yold mafshit ha Pesach ad achoza. You can skin the animal only until the breast. Divur Rav Yishmoel, Benoish, Rav Yechon, Rav Rukah. And then you take out the Emurim, and you makter the Emurim today, but the rest of the animal, you can't make a hafshata. You can't pull off the rest of the skin anymore. But chom moim eno mafshit in eskulay. You can take off everything. So the Havamina is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody holds. First you pull off the skin until the chaza, and you stop pulling off the skin. Then you cut it, take out the emurim. Now you want to go again, continue pulling off the rest of the skin. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's also, because it's a new ma'isa hafshata, and it's not doicha Shabbos. Pulling off the skin now is not called tzorchei hakorban, that's what's not doicha. Mashma kontachom, though, the svar is, even though you stopped in the middle to take out the emurim, so what? But now when I go back to continue pulling off the skin, it's like one big mice of pulling off the skin, that's called tzorchei hakorban. That's the avimina. So the more name, mimai, who says that's the svar is? Mimai, ad kan loikom Rabbi Yishmael b'noi. Shab yechim amruka osom, mishum loibinon, zekele b'yan veyu. I tell you, once you finish pulling off the skin until the breast, and you took out the emurim, there's no more tzorchei mitzvah anymore. You took out the emurim, you made the yaktorim. The rest of the Korban Pesach now is a mitzvah tiber at night time. But right now there's no mitzvah at all. There's not even a mitzvah zekeli van veil. Abul hocho, mashek, and here you're making the ma'isa mila. So you made a mila, true it's kosher. But you have some tzitzin left over, there's some strings of meat left over. It's not nice. Hocho de binin zekeli van veil, like mush in the middle of the weekday. Havad, you're supposed to continue, cut it up, to make a nice mila. So maybe on Shabbos, al zekeli van veil, it's also part of the ma'isa mitzvah, it could be deicha Shabbos. So the Marhokinami, maybe it's Mutta. Titania, Zeke Livian Veyu. What does the Posik mean? Has no lofon of a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, make it nice. Asay lofon of sukkah no. You're building a sukkah, make a nice sukkah. For lulav no, you're buying a lulav, buy a nice lulav. That's called hidden mitzvah. For shoifa no, use a nice shoifa. Sittis no, a nice beggar, nice sittis. Sefer Torah no, nice clean sefer Torah. For kosa by lishmoi vijoy no. Use a, it's written lishmo. If someone layouts lishmo the pshat, you write it slowly lishmo, you have to erase it and write it over again. That makes it not nice. So meila matchila, write the same for terrible lishmo. You won't have to come to erase any part of it to make it shmutzik, because you'll have to erase it. Avad will be kosher, but it's not going to be no. So make a safer turn no means kosher by lishmo right away. Write it lishmo and vijoy no, use nice ink. The kumis no, use a nice pen. Belavler, and use a nice writer, nice safer. And the Gemara, no, belavla umen, has used a lavla umen for a korcha bishroy noin, and wrap around the sefer Torah. The mantle should be a nice mantle, a nice cover for the sefer Torah. Skitzel, everything to do with mitzvah should be nice.
Here also, since a mila is a ma'aseh mitzvah, maybe al zeh keli van veil, you have a heter even on Shabbos to cut off the tzitzin. Since the Alta Torah is the hidden mitzvah of pshat, a new mitzvah by itself, that's also pshat, this is nichla in the first mitzvah. That this is a svara to make it all like one ma'aseh mila. I'm going to cut off the mila. And it's needed to make a hidden mitzvah. So that even though you stop, it's a svara, I can still continue to finish the first ma'aseh behidr. Abishur loyim another pshat in the post. Not a sira, the nochad roshim. The unveil means heavy doim aloy. We should be doim to Hashem. Mahu chan, second Kodesh Baruch was chan and rachum. Avato hoyu chan and rachum. We should also have rachmonis. So I call upon him the chilik between Milo and Pesach. So that's our machlekes is not like that on the other. Not machlekes, but we don't say we go according to Bishmuel. Elo amar Abashi, homani Reb Yosiyu. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi. The Tanan, bein sheniru ba'olu. That means when come get the Kiddush HaChodesh, in the Lachim, when Eidim see the Levona, when you have Bezdin, you're supposed to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mekadosh Levona. What about if you have to go Chutz Petchum, or you have to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Eidim have a right to be Mechal Shabbos, to come to Bezdin on Shabbos, to tell them that today is Rosh Chodesh. Now, when do they have a right to go? Bein Shenir Bolu, whether they see the moon mamish clear, wherever they are, still there's a lot of be Mechal Shabbos to come. Or Bein Shla Nirubol, well, it's not seen so clear. Is Mechal and Alovas to Shabbos. Still there could be Mechal Shabbos. We'll still see what the Chiddush is. We have Yaisi Yamino. Nirin V'yolol ain't Mechal and Alovas to Shabbos. If it's very clearly seen, so you're, let's say, 5 miles away from Bezdin. So you want to head to, you want to have a hetter now to go Chutz L'Tchum, to come to Bezdin, to tell them there's Chiddush HaChodesh. We have Yaisi Yamino, no, you're not allowed to go. Because since it's seen very clearly, Mistavra, their Eidim, closer to Bezdin, has also stored it. And they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So there's no heter for you to be Mechal Shabbos, because Mestoma, there are closer Reidim that saw the Kiddush Levona. Mashenkin, if you see it and it's very not clear, so then you could be told that maybe I'm the only one that saw the Levona, then you have a heter to be Mechal Shabbos. So what kind of tushtel is this to our case? So Rashi, Rabbi Yosi Yomer Alma, Af Agav Diyika Mitzvah, even though you're doing a mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, Kiv on the Lav Letzor Gavoyu, it's not necessary to have you. Is Lo Mechalimin, we're not Mechal Shabbos. Here also the Mila. Once you finish doing the Mila, you're making the mitzvah. It's time to go back to finish off the tzitzin. Maybe you have no heter for it. Alright? So tomorrow, no, there's no tushtel here. Dilma, at kan leikom Reb Yosi Yosem lo nitu Shabbos litchoyz. The chlal, in such a case, what's the svarim? When Lavona is seen clearly in the sky, and the moon is seen, so there's no heter to be Mechal Shabbos at all. Because you have right in the morning, the storm aid them right in your best and surah, and there won't be any Chilul Shabbos at all. Aval hoch, when you make a meal on Shabbos, did nitna Shabbos litchoyz, we're talking about mitzchili, you made the meister meal on Shabbos, so you had a heter to be doicha Shabbos. Hachinami, maybe you have a right to finish off the mitzvah, the behidr, like we're saying, even though the tzitz and the strings of all that's left over is not mark of the mitzvah, but since you started and you had a heter to be mechalol, maybe it could be finished. So right, we have no chiddush, who holds like our Mishnah says a chiddush, that once it's finished, you can't continue on anymore. Elo Amri Nadoi Rabbonin the Pligal of the Rabbi Yosi. Goes according to a different Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbonin of Rabbi Yosi. That none. Arbo Kahanim Nichnosim the Shalom of the Lechem upon him every Shabbos. They used to change over the Lechem. They have 12 Lechem. They have 6 and 6. And every Shabbos was changed over. How do they change it? Arbo Kahanim Nichnosim. 4 Kahanim went into the Shulchan. Shnayim Biyodom Shnei Sidorim. 2 of them had, 2 Kahanim had each one in the hand. 6 2 sedarim means 6 and 6. Each one has 6 lechem. Ushnayim biyodim shnei bezichim. And 2 kahanim, each one had in his hand the bezichim of levoina. At the top of the shulchan, there were 2 bezichim of levoina. So 4 kahanim came in on Shabbos. Now viabo makdim lefnayim. 4 other kahanim went in before them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim. 2 of them to take off the old 2 sedarim. Ushnayim lito shnei bezichim, and 2 of them to take off the old 2 bezichim of levona. Now hamachnisim, the one that comes in on Friday, oim dim tzofen stands on tzofen side, opnayim l'dorim the facing dorim, because that's a more choshev a place. Tzofen is more choshev. Vayamoytziim the kanim just there to take out the old lechem that's not so choshev, has bringing in the new is a more choshev zach and taken out. So the ones that taken out oim dim bedorim, they stand on the other side of the shulchan bedorim. And they're facing one another. Now, Elo Moishchen Velo Menichim. Like the Klal is, the Pasuk says of Nei Hashem Tomid. You're supposed to have the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan Tomid, Kesedah, without a Hefzik. So b'shas you're taking off the lechem, the other curry is mamash right there putting the new lechem. As while he's pulling off this one, the other one is putting the next lechem right together. That's this lashon. Elu moishkin, these kind of are pulling off the lechem. V'elu manichim, the other ones are right away putting it in. Tavchu shozeh b'tativchu shozeh, mamash one hand next to the other hand. My tefach is near your tefach. Mishwai, mishum shenemah, the pasuk says l'fnei Hashem tamid. So you have to add lechem upon him on the shulchan tamid. It can't be a second without it. Rabbi Yosi Yamanein, afilu elu noitlin. Let first the kohanim take off all the shtei lechem, the lechem upon him. V'yelu manichim, and then later the new kohanim put down the lechem upon him. Av zehoyu tamid. That's also called tamid. So what do you see? That even though you have a hefsek in between, still it's called tamid. So hold in our mishnah also. That was saying that when you stop the milah and now you want to go continue, it's called like a new haskola, that's not called tamid, that goes according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbanan say tamid means kiseida. If you have a break, it's called you stop and starting off anew. But next time, according to Rabbi Yosi though, that even if you stop, a B you go right back to it, that's not called a new haskola, the churamila would also be mutta according to Rabbi Yosi. Right. So Rabbanan, mahal kitin es hamila. You allowed a mahal kitin means like pick off the... Rashi b'tzitzin ha-makfin. If you have the tzitzin, that means the leftover strings of the orla, that's makiv the mila, that means it's chayf, it's covering up rove of the atara, rove of the ring that goes around the gid, is mahalkatin es ha-mila. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yim lo hilkatu, and let's say you did finish it off, you should know, honest chorus, you should know l'churu the moil, it's chayf chorus, because the moil made a chaticha on Shabbos, he made a chaburam, and he wasn't carrying the mitzvah mila. Because he didn't finish the milah. Since there are still tzitz in makiv as a milah, he didn't do a ma'ase milah, he's chayev koros. For the more money, who's chayev koros here? Om Rav Kana Umin. The moyo that did the milah, he's chayev koros. Maslov Rav Popo, Umin, you want the Umin to be chayev koros? Leimulu, let the Umin say, Ano avdi pago de mitzvah. I started to do the ma'ase milah on Shabbos. I had good kavonis. I had kavonis to do a ma'ase milah. So b'shas I was cutting, I didn't do any in Aveira. I didn't finish the milah. So what? I'll I'm telling another moil, you go finish the ma'ase milah. But b'shas I cut the milah, I didn't do an aveira. It was mutter to me to cut the milah. I didn't finish the job. It's not worse like I stop in the middle and say another moil, now you come and finish. So why should I be chayiv? No, av the pagu the mitzvah. Also, av diso pagu the mitzvah. Let somebody else do the other half of the mitzvah. Saga, you see, it's kosher to do a milah with two different moils. You could have one amol, they do this. Amol, the father. Amol, he's not a moil. So he lets the moil put the oil in the clamp, and he just makes the chaticha, and then the moil finishes off the priya. That's mutter. He's one person who can start something, and another one can finish it off. So why is the first male chayiv here? What he did the heter. Yeah, pagu the mitzvah. Elo amar apop gadol. We're talking about a gadol now. So what? Rashi begodol shemo kemari. Uvechel slav daf talking about Shabbos. That's talking in the middle of weekday. V'yonish koros to come mishum mila koma. The dain orulu. Right. We said the guy is over by mitzvah and the maestri doesn't have his mila yet. So poshti is chayav koros because he doesn't have the mila yet. Maslo Ravashi, Godo Bedjiksib is nothing a posik. For Yorvo Zohar Shalayimo, he's Chayev Koros. So why do I need a Kiddushi and a Bryce to tell me he's Chayev Koros? There's nothing a posik in the Torah, he's Chayev Koros. That can't be Pshan as a Bryce. Elawam Ravashi, Lioilam Umin, we're talking about the Moil, that the Moil is Chayev Koros. Ah, yes, the Kasha, what did he do wrong? Or going to Yosef Ben Ashmoshes. It's talking about his key came too late on Shabbos. It was Kamat already Ben Ashmoshes on Shabbos. It was like Kamat Moitzoy Shabbos. The Shabbos. And everybody told the Moyel, don't start doing the milah now, you're not going to have enough time to finish it, you're not going to finish it before Shabbos. So if you're not going to finish it before Shabbos, you have no right to even start. Because here, since you know you can't finish it on Shabbos, you have the right to start the mitzvah even. But the Moyel said, no, Misafkina, I have enough time, I'm going to finish it, don't worry. And the Moyel started, and he didn't have enough time to finish it. This Moyel did a chabura, and they gave him asra before him. They warned him, don't do it. And he didn't listen. He went and did it. Melo b'yonish chorus. This is the case the same with Yechayev chorus. Since he didn't listen, in this case, it's like a chayev chorus. Yeshin aleph chof. Sifkot chof. Ein yoitzin v'yanak mitin v'ukimin chamor shoysim haleitzonim. You have this gemara. You can't walk out like a horse, that you have the face of a horse on a stick that the kids walk out to play with. Okay. Looks like you're riding a horse.
Who knows the hoylich baragla? Really, you're carrying baragla, because it's not called a malvish, just called hoytzor. It's awesome. Below the ksharim, you can't go out with ksharim. Then eitzim gevoyim. That's like stilts. You can't walk on stilts on Shabbos. Sheyesh ben moishav lechaf regel. Vochem ben betit. You want to walk through the tit? Right. It's not called a. It's not called a shoe. Stam stilts is also to walk out with on Shabbos. Below the parmi. Vehein kimin surois parts. If you want to walk out with a mask on Shabbos, it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Shenayis the malaponim lahav chiratinoikis. Because right, it's not called a malbush. It's not a derech to wear this, so it's not called a malbush. It's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Poshut is only also the rabbanon because it's not a derech hoytzor this way, but it's also to walk out with a mask on Shabbos. Chofal, ein yoytzim v'teva. You can't put a box on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with a box. The kupa, a basket, or machtolus, a mat. You can't stop throw a mat on top of your head on Shabbos to walk out with it. Even if you want to protect yourself from the rain, still it's also. Because it's not a derech malbush. Something it's not a derech malbush. There's no heter. It's not called a tash. It's not bottled to the group. Some else called a matzli. Avu yoytzim v'sak. But you can walk out with sacks. V'yiriya v'chamila pirish begodim gasim. Even though they're very, very thick begodim, still you can walk out with it. And the Gemara said the swara was, like the Magen Avraham says, m'tei shederech lotzis by b'vnei ha'gishomim. People wear like this, like that's the raincoat, the mokim it's raining. Even though now it's not raining, still you're allowed to walk out with it. That's the story. Anything that's a malbush to wear, sometimes it's called a malbush then, and when you put it on a Shabbos, you can walk out with it, because it's bottled to your goof. Like your raincoat. Even though now it's not raining outside, since it's a malbush that people wear sometimes, you can walk out with it. Mashenk is time to put a box on top of your hat, or a basket on top of your head, since it's not a derech malbush, nobody wears that way, it's not called a malbush, it's not bottled to your goof. Maybe it's called a master, it's called you carrying it out. You can't walk out if it's raining outside, you want to put a box on top of your head to protect yourself from the rain, that's awesome. It's not called a malbush, it's called a master. Chodeis, yoitzim b'moich u'svug shalamaka. You have like a wound on your hand, you want to put a band-aid, so you put cotton on top of the band-aid, on top of the wound, that's mutter to go out with. Lefi shema rapim. Since this merapid heals the wound, so mele tzvar is bottled to the goof, it's like a tachshit, it's mutter. Hilkach heavy kumay tachshit. V'chein b'klipa shuma botzel. You used to put onion skins or garlic shells on the wound, it's also a fu, it's also mutter. Oy basplanya, some lugma, ratiya, all type of band-aids. Shalehem. Even though it has medicine on the band-aids, habi you put it on before Shabbos, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos because tzvar is bottled to the goof, it's called a tachshit. Let's say the band-aid that had a lot of medicine on it fell off your hand on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back on again on Shabbos. But this is providing it has medicine on the band-aid, because it's also to take refu on Shabbos. So just like Matkhilu, you can't put medicine on it, you can't put back this band-aid full of medicine. But about the hour portion of the medicine, it's not a refu on, if it falls off, you can put it back again about on Shabbos. About that Shabbos, you can't put metchila, this band-aid that has medicine on it. Avul also lichroi chut oy meshicha al hamaker lotzis boy. And not let a toy stam a string around the wound. The chivon shein a merapin, since the string is not being merapin, heavy masli. It's a masli, you're carrying out the string. Avul be'ogud, mashenk in a regular like a band-aid. Shekurich al haratiyah, that you wrap around the cotton, shalatipo, that shouldn't fall off you, molov, yochul lelech boy. The kosher yomatiroi. You could untie it and tie it, since it's not a kesher shakuyama, that's mutter. Now the kids of the svar is, a chut and a mashikh, that means a good string, like a shoelace. So a shoelace, you're not allowed to tie around your hand and walk out with it. Why? Because you're not levatl to the goof. Avad afterwards, you're going to take off the shoelace and use it. Mashenk in a svara, our band-aids are mutter. That's like the ogid shakorach al ratiyah. An ogid means a posture, a thing that when it gets finished, you throw it away. So close them on, it's on the body, it's as far as both of the goof now. Like you have a band-aid, you want to put cotton and put a band-aid around to hold the cotton down. That will be mutter, because our band-aids are not kosher. When we get finished with the band-aid, we throw it away. So when it's on the goof, it's as far as both of the goof. Just if you want to use a string, that you're going to use the string later, so now that you tie it around your hand, it's not bottled to the goof, because you're going to use it later. So male, it's not a malvashida. And it's not merap for you. Since the string is not healing you, it's not like a tachshit to bottle to the goof, therefore it's called a masli.
So Mela, a band-aid you're allowed to wear because that's a posher zat that's bolted to the goof and you throw it away later. If the string wrapping around will be merapi, you will heal you, it's also mutter. Because anything that's healing you, it's like a tachshit. You need it now, it's a service, the goof, it's mutter. But something that's not healing you, just time you have a string wrapped around, and the string you're going to use later, it's not bolted to the goof, it's also to work out on Shabbos. Chav Gimel. Habonim yoitzim bezagim. The kids, you're allowed to put bells on the shirts of kids. Pirish kamein pa'moinim ketanim. Now, the end, we'll see if it doesn't have the anvil inside. It can't ring, not to make noise. But the bell itself. For arugim lemechsusim. Abi, it's woven onto the ksus. Avalim einam arugim loy. If it's not woven into the ksus, then we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos and they come to carry it. His mikra din it's mutter, this zagin, because it's a tachshit. It was a derech to wear bells on the clothing, so it's a tachshit. The tachshit, the svar is bottled to the beged, it's mutter. But if it wouldn't be sewed down or woven in, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, so maybe you pull it off, and with the rabbon and sasek zer, you come to walk with the daldams. V'loy mahani hodem mechuv l'ksus, rak bedover shedarko lias mechuv. Now we're saying ahead that you could sew something onto your suit and walk out with it. But it's only providing what you're sewing on as a derech to wear that way. Avul im chibur shom dover shein darka mekach. If you're starting to pick a chvase and sew on a tape recorder onto your shirt there on Shabbos, there's no heter to walk out with it on Shabbos, even though it's sewn onto the beged. But since it's not a derech to walk out to wear that way, it's not bottled to the beged, it's called a maslin. But something is a derech to walk out to the svara, it's bottled to the beged, therefore it's mutter. Now, awesome. Now, the oisin agulim yerukim, some type of round green thing, shagazra malcha, shakol yehudi, yisa mehem, certain type of a ring everybody every year has to wear, the chsusa has to be sewed onto your begin, mutta lotzis them, you're allowed to walk out with it. Because it's a swara, since everybody wears it, it's bottled to the begin, it's called the begin. Afilu ain't a top of the chsusa, even though it's not sewn onto your begin. Rak mechubasham ksas, only a little bit. Because here we're not afraid you'll come to pull it off. Because the malchus made a gzerum, you have to wear it. So there's no gzerum, you come to pull it off, here it's mutter. V'chein mutter lotzeis b'mitfachas, with a handkerchief, this at least in his time, I don't know today, but v'chein mutter lotzeis b'mitfachas, with a handkerchief, she'mekan cheboyaf, you blow your nose with it, she'kurin plutzit, in mechub l'chsaisai, used to be a shteigamov, used to have the handkerchief sewn on to the beggar, or maybe inside the beggar. Whenever you need it, just pull it out and blow your nose. So it used to be a shteiger to have the handkerchief sewed onto your beged. The male was mutter to have it sewed on before Shabbos. In mechub l'chsoisoi. Yeah. But if I did it, it's only where it's a derech, the kach, like he said. However, his mind is there, it's not a derech, it's time to have your posture blowing a handkerchief and it's sewn on so you don't have it. The only thing what is a derech is, I'm only have a fancy handkerchief here for looks. That mechur will be mutter. If it's sewed in, that will be mutter. Since it's a derech to have a handkerchief sticking out of here that looks nice, it has to be sewed in though. If it's not sewed in, it'll be awesome with the rabbanon, because there will come to walk with it, for Shus Rabban. But if it's sewed down, that will be mutter. I'm not sure. For the mutter, Lot says, Bezagin Harugim, it says no. It has to be dafka, no. Posh is mash, it has to be mamish so woven in. Good. Now, in the Chubuk Soyse, he says here, Bedafka Shatayfu Beis Tekifos. Abukshira in the moil. It has to mamish be at least two stitches in. It has to be stitched in. For the sefim wouldn't be good. For the mutter lotzei bezagin. That's what we say. You can walk out if you have the bells sewed onto your beggar. The rugim dafka bein lehem anvil. It has no inside of metal to make the noise. Vei mashmiim koil. Because if it makes noise, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. Right. The chub dalim. Yoytzim b'minei asovim shekoshim moisam b'ksharim v'toilam moislam v'fuah. This is a type of a kamiya. In the Zman of Gemara, they held this was a refuah. If they have some type of vegetables or on a chain, and they wore the chain of vegetables, that would heal them, it's mutter. Because the kamiya is a svara, it's called a tachshit. Since you're wearing this to heal yourself, it's like it's a svara of the goof. It's called a tachshit. It's a tachshit to the body, so it's mutter. What? Huh? That's mutter. That's like next to me. Right. And this is a svar of a kameya. Even though next to me, kameya is an omelet. It has a ksav. Who are then asovim? You have different type of grasses. Was also type of refuah. And yoytzim the kameya, you can't go out with a kameya. Sheina mumcha. If it wasn't used already three times. Vino mumcha, yoytzim bo. But if it was tested already three times, then you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Leishnas machi gavra, v'loi kimeya. I'm not going to this, that's megeya. Weiter. And the Heter is a little...
Yeah, come out by Kuflam a dollar just to last tomorrow. I'm base. Kuflam give him a base, really. Yeah, Kuflam give him a base. Umoititin. The Mishnah says also on Shabbos, let him make a mitzitza. The Mishnah let him suck out the blood after you make the chatircha of the orla. Omura Papa. Hai umna, that means a moil. The loy mayitz, if he doesn't make the mitzitza, even in the middle of the week, is sakonu, it's a sakonu to the kid. To have a milu done to him and not have a mitzitza, we are rinunlei, and we fire the moil. If he didn't make a mitzitza, he made a sakona to the kid, so arinunlei, we make him ois moil. For the more pshita, avada, you should fire him, because he put the kid in mokum sakona. What's the rai if you don't do a mitzitza, so the kid is in a sakona? Miduko machal leyole shabbato, since the Mishnah says that on Shabbos, you're allowed to do mitzitza. Now, mitzitza, you're doing a malacha. You're making a chabura. By sucking out the blood, you're causing the blood to come out of the mokum. That's an issur d'oraisa. So what's the heter to do the mitzitza on Shabbos? Elamai sakonahu. That since the kid is a mokum sakona, that's why you're allowed to do it. Pekuach nefesh is derech Shabbos. So from this gemara, it's mashma that the mitzitza is not really a chelik of the mitzvah's milo. Milo itself is the chaticha, cut off the orla, and then make a priya. Cut off the skin, be pareya the skin. That's all. That we do mitzitza stam mishum refuah. Like if we don't do the mitzitza, it's a sakana. So that's why you do it on Shabbos, because it's a pekuach nefesh if you don't do it. So the churat pshita, what's the chiddush telling me that if an umen, a moil doesn't do it, he's putting the kid in mokum sakana? So the gemara, yeah, it's a chiddush. Mal the time, for now, mishnah alone, I would think like this. Haida mifkat pocket. I'll tell you really, there's no sakana. If you don't do a mitzitza, there's no sakona. I watch the heter to do it on Shabbos then. I tell you, because you're not being over nisri raisa. The dam, the blood inside the mokum, where the orla is nifkat pocket. It's like stored there. It's like in a glass that it's stored in a glass. So the dam you suck out of that mokum, the havamina, it's not called a maisa chabura. Because if the dam is just stored up there. Kamashmala, no. Chabure mechba. It's talking about the dam, the blood there is like dissolved in the system. So by you sucking it out, you're pulling out the blood out of the basar that is called doing a maisa chabura. That's the chiddush of Rapopo. That you should know the reason why we do a mitzitza, because if not, it's a sakonim. And that's the reason why we do it on Shabbos. Because it is a malacha. It is called the dam there is like dissolved in the system, in the meat. So by sucking it out, you're doing a maisa chabura. You're doing an issur d'oraisa. So the reason why it's mutter, because if you don't do it, the kid is b'mokum sakona. Marvadumya, the espalnius ulkamein. Just like the Mishnah says, you're allowed to put this band-aid after you make the milah. You put the band-aid. Poshut espalnius is a band-aid that has medicine on it. What's the heter to do it after the milah? Because if not, the kid is b'mokum sakona. Who are dinu kamein? Kamein is also a type of powder, medicine, that you put on the mokum amilah, because if you don't do it, the kid is b'mokum sakona. Yeah. So Trashi. Mal the Teirashi Mastisin Leishmina the Mechala Shabbat Olua. The dam mifkat pocket. Does the Havamin say there's no Chilu Shabbos? But the dam is mufkat v'yomid shom. Kenosim bekli. It's as if the blood is stored up in a glass. Ol mitzitza ein chabura. And when you suck out the dam, you're not making a chabura. It's just like the dam is in one place. V'yem kanis the Torah. Ol mishumachi shor. Maybe that's the reason why the Mishnah says you could do a mitzitza on Shabbos. V'lav mishum sakona. And maybe not that there's a sakon if you don't do it. Meila v'umna deloy mayis v'chum. If you have a moil that did the mila without making a mitzitz in the middle of the weekday, maybe lav sakon, he didn't put the kid in mokum sakonim, but loy nevri, maybe I shouldn't fire the moil from being a moil. Kamash blon, that's your papa's chiddush? No. Kamash blon, the dam chibure mechbar, means the blood of the mokum amila is mamis in the bosom. When you suck it out the day mitzitza, it's called you making a chabura. Still, we say it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. What's the heter to do a chabura on Shabbos? It has to be mishum sakono. It's like the Mishnah says, lady can put a bandage and the medicine, that's mishum sakono. Who are then mitzitza is mishum sakono. Mela for moil does not do a sakono in the middle of the weekday. We fire the moil because they put the kibbutz sakono.
So the more ma'is planus kumoin kilo yovit sakonu. If you don't put the bandaid with medicine on the mokma milo, or you don't put the powder the kumoin, it's a sakonum afachinami kilo yovit sakonu. If you don't do mitzitza, you should know the kid is in the sakonum. So the portion of Gemara to Mashma, the reason why we do mitzitza is to heal mishum refuah the kitchen as the kitchen adoy. Right, the v'nois nolei is paunis. Mishnah says you'll have to put this bandaid on top of the mokum amila. Omer Abaye, Omruli Aim. Abaye said his mother told him, is planisa de kulan kivi. What's the best type of a bandaid to put on all type of wounds that you have? Kivi, any type of a sore. Now this was planisa, we said, is not a pure bandaid. It has medicine inside it. So what's the best type of a remedy to put on all your sores? Says mother told him, shev minoy tarva. Should be 7 portions of fat. Tarva is fat. V'chod de kiroi. And 1 portion of wax. That this type of medicine cures. Rava said, kiro, what does it mean by wax? The kalba rishno. That's the type Rashi says, kiro the kalba rishno, who zefes shalait, shumatim imenu. A type of a resin that comes out of the wood, out of the trees. Shloyai de or, even without burning it, the resin comes out. Vilavonet, that's white. So this thing that comes out of the tree, that's very good to heal you. The Maradorash Rava the Mechuzah. Rava, Dashan, Barabim, tell everybody, you know what the best medicine to put on the bandaid is this type of a sap that comes out of the tree. Is Karino Bnei Menyumi Yasir. So Bnei Menyumi Yasir, he was a special doctor there. So he was the one that knew this remedy beforehand. Now that Rava, Dashan, and Barabim, like, put him out of business. Is Karino Bnei Menyumi Yasir Lemanayu. He had to rip up all his bandaids that he had. Because he had this cigarette until now, this is a special bandaid that heals. But now that Rav, the Darshan, the Barabim, everybody knew how to do it, they don't have to come to the doctor anymore, they'll do it themselves. So Omar Lehu, Rav told him, no, don't feel so bad. Shafki Lehu Chodah, I left you over one secret, like one refuah, that I didn't tell the Rabbim. The Yomar Shmuel, what's this refuah? That Shmuel says, Haiman Damashi Yape, somebody washes his face. For Le Nogiv Tuvah, he doesn't dry his face well. Nikter Ulei Chaspanisa.